you all this morning. And as you're probably aware, and as you've heard, both today and other times, there's a saying that a prophet is never accepted in their hometown. And so it's interesting, because like many sayings that are popular these days, it comes from our scriptures, and specifically from our gospel for today. The way our gospel went down, you know, Jesus read the words of the prophet Isaiah, and that's remixed the words of the prophet Isaiah. And at first, everyone was amazed at his wisdom and his knowledge and his audacity. And yet, at the same time, there were many who were, you know, thinking, as I would say, next things about him. There were many who were murmuring against him. And so Jesus, aware of this, you know, then challenges them, and he reminds them of this history of how there are so many prophets who were unable to do their greatest signs in their hometown with their own people. So people don't like this, and so they run him out of the town, and they try to throw him off the cliff. So it's interesting that it says in the story that, you know, he sort of passed through the middle of them, and I've always wondered, so, like, how do you do that, right? You know, how did that work? Was it because he was just really short? Or was it because, you know, maybe he had, like, one of those really common faces where he kind of blended through the crowd, or perhaps he used his power to escape. Only God knows. But anyway, you know, so we have to say, a prophet's only welcome in their hometown, a prophet's only accepted in their hometown, and, you know, it's interesting, I believe it's a very common saying because it's true. I fully believe it to be true. You know, it's interesting, we're in the midst, we're at the beginning of Black History Month. And this is an exciting month where, you know, we celebrate the amazing ways that so many Black Americans in history have made this a better country, not just for Black Americans, but for everybody. You know, we celebrate the ways that so many of them, you know, really have a vision for a future with more equality, and the way they lived into it, either through the work of education or organizing, or, you know, through, you know, protests, or through assuming their places in society, what have you. And so it's interesting, this is a time where we celebrate these people, and for the most part, you know, the majority of the folks that we celebrate are either really, really old, or they're dead. But here's the thing, if we were to return to their times, one thing we'd find is that, you know, many of these folks actually ran into quite a bit of difficulty with their own people. That many of these folks, you know, sometimes met their most ardent criticism and really met the most difficulty in getting support amongst their own people. You know, an extreme example, but yet nonetheless a well-known example is Malcolm X. You know, it's interesting, here we have this leader of the Nation of Islam, and, you know, he was raised up by his people, and yet when he kind of went too far, you know, when his vision for, you know, what a more equal society would look like, when his vision sort of surpassed those of some other leaders, those same people who raised him up for leadership, organized his demise. So that's an extreme example, but nonetheless, you know, so many of these heroes that we celebrate right now were folks who died not knowing the impact they would have. For folks who probably died lamenting what they could have accomplished had their own people supported them a little bit more. And so, you know, what do we do with this? Well, you know, it's interesting. We're in the midst of this Black History Month, and so we're celebrating these people, and we're also celebrating, as we also do as Christians, you know, this Jesus guy who also was rejected by his people and was eventually rejected by everybody. And so what I invite us to all to consider is how we can celebrate and honor them in a different way. And in particular, I'd like you to think about how you can celebrate and honor them considering the prophets of today. You know, it's a really good thing to, you know, read stories about the prophets of old. It's a really good thing to celebrate the things they accomplished. And I believe that one of the great ways that we can really celebrate and honor their legacies is by the ways that we treat the prophets of today. And so I invite you to think in your life, or think maybe in society or somewhere, but think about, you know, one person who, you know, is fighting for justice, who has a vision for justice, and nonetheless, you know, there's something about, you know, perhaps their way of going about. something that makes you uncomfortable. To think of one person whose pursuit of justice, you know, maybe rubs you a little bit the wrong way. And so I invite you to think about that person or maybe persons, and then consider, you know, how might they be considered in years to come? Now consider, you know, what are the really good things that I love about their vision? And then think about a way that you can support them. Because I believe that, you know, if we are supporting the prophets of today as opposed to, you know, waiting for years to celebrate them, that perhaps they're going to be able to accomplish that much more. And I believe if we do that, then we'll be truly honoring the legacy of those that come before. Amen.
Amen.
Alright, so for those of you who don't teach, man, take out your smartphone. But Elias Santos,
yes.
Es bien estar aquí con ustedes. Y hay un dicho muy común en inglés, que un profeta, que ningún profeta es aceptado en su propia tierra. Que ningún profeta es aceptado en su propia tierra. Y es un dicho, como muchos de los dichos corrientes, que viene de nuestras escrituras. Y es específicamente del Evangelio de hoy. Entonces, en nuestro Evangelio de hoy, lo que tenemos es Jesús. Jesús leyó las palabras y en realidad demostró las palabras del profeta Isaías. Y después de leer eso, todos se asombraron de su sabiduría, de su conocimiento, de su audacia, todo eso. Pero también había personas ahí que estaban murmurando contra él, que estaban teniendo pensamientos malos sobre él. Entonces, Jesús estaba consciente de eso. Entonces, él les recordó de la historia de los profetas que tuvieron que hacer sus hazañas más grandes fuera de su pueblo por causa de ese problema. Entonces la gente no le gustó eso y le llevaron hasta el precipicio para liberarlo de él, pero se dice en la escritura que él se pasó en medio de ellos. Entonces me pregunto, ¿cómo pasó eso? ¿Cómo es que Jesús logró escapar? Entonces, pensando en eso, ¿será que estaba muy bajito o sería que él usó sus poderes o sería que él tenía una cara común, algo así? Solo Dios lo sabe. Entonces, tenemos este dicho que ningún profeta es aceptado en su propia tierra, y yo creo que esa es la verdad. Y también añadiría otra, que ningún profeta tampoco es aceptado en su propio tiempo. Estamos en medio del mes de la historia negra en ese país, y es un mes cuando celebramos a profetas, cuando celebramos a héroes que lucharon para la justicia, cuando celebramos a personas que hicieron para nosotros a un país mejor, no solo para la negra, pero también para todos, y que esas personas hicieron estas cosas de maneras distintas, por medio de educación, por medio de manifestaciones, de organización comunitaria y de otras cosas así. Entonces, yo me doy cuenta de algo muy interesante, que ahora, hoy en día, la mayoría de esas personas son viejas o muertas, pero, y estamos celebrándonos, y eso está bien, pero si volviéramos a sus tiempos, veríamos que ellos enfrentaron muchas cosas difíciles de su propia tierra, que ellos enfrentaron muchas cosas difíciles en sus pueblos natales, de su propia tierra, y por muchas razones, porque ellos creyeron que ellos estaban haciendo las cosas peor, que creyeron que ellos estaban arruinando el equilibrio que estaba, que ellos creyeron que ellos no estaban haciendo las cosas malas, pero lo que sea, todo eso es decir que ellos enfrentaron muchas cosas difíciles de su propia gente. Y tenemos un ejemplo bien conocido en el Malcolm X. Malcolm X, que fue levantado al liderazgo por los musulmanes negros en los Estados Unidos, pero también